Welcome to the second edition of Yorked, our first post cricket podcast. Former India captain and current president of Cricket Association of Bengal, Sourav Ganguly, is set to become the BCCI president. He's expected to be elected unopposed, being the only BCCI presidential candidate. I am Vaibhav Shah, and to discuss this further, I have two senior journalists, Ayaz Memon and Gaurav Kadra, alongside me. Did any one of you see this coming?
One thought this could happen. Why do you get into administration? If you become president of the Bengal Cricket Association, at some stage you will aspire to be the BCCI president. So, but that it would be so precipitate, it would happen immediately, was perhaps not thought about, at least not by me.
Yeah, I also thought, Vaibhav, that, I think there's been a lot of talk around the circuit about potentially Sourav Ganguly being the president of the BCCI at some stage. The fact that he's got a lot of administrative experience now, having done the job at the CAB for the last 5 years or so. So one would have thought that he would he would want to be in that role at some stage. We were hearing that for the last few days that the general consensus within the BCCI was to not have an election, to find a unanimous, to find a candidate that they can all support unanimously. And I think what's happened, I don't know if Ayaz agrees, but I think what's happened is that if the BCCI wants to project a united front and project that they now want to run the administration with a person of eminence and stature, they decided that it would be a lot better from the imaging point of it to have someone like a Sourav Ganguly rather than a Brijesh Patel, who's seen as someone very close to the old guard, has been around administration for a while, a former India player himself and a very good one. I'm sure Ayaz has seen him play. But maybe that's gone into it a little bit because, under the new rules, Ganguly can only serve for less than, what, a year? Can only serve for...
But Gaurav, it's interesting that, and it's a story that I read on news18.com, that Sourav came down from the meeting and he himself says that when I came down, it seemed that Brijesh Patel was certainly becoming BCCI president, and I went back up again and things had turned around. So obviously, there are wheels within wheels in the BCCI and in Indian politics, and let's not forget or overlook the fact that there is obviously a huge influence of politics in national politics in the BCCI politics. So a lot of that is currently at play. Exactly what has happened, what has influenced, what is perhaps will be known, after the decision is ratified. But it's been pretty melodramatic.
Yeah, certainly. Something Gaurav just mentioned, I would like to touch upon it, which is Ganguly himself said he sees this as a great opportunity to fix the image of the BCCI, which has taken a hit in the last couple of years with the Supreme Court appointed Committee of Administration coming into the picture.
Whenever there is a new person taking up a job which is never handled earlier, there are all kinds of challenges at play. Actually, now what is going to happen is that they're going to take over from the Committee of Administrators. The image of the BCCI took a huge knock many years back, so that's not really the issue. I think the bigger issue now is that the BCCI old guard and amongst the new guard, people like Sourav Ganguly, who were attached to the old guard and part of the administration before the COA took place, is how do you come out of it relatively unscathed and, get the power back into your grasp without losing too much. So in that sense, I agree with Gaurav completely. I think Ganguly presents the most acceptable face. He is everything that even the Supreme Court and the Lola Committee would have wanted. An ex-player, player of great repute, former captain, terrific reputation, and then administrative experience. The only drawback that one can see is that his tenure will be only 7 months. Now that is something, or 10 months. Yeah. So that is something that I'm sure he's rationalized it in some way. But we'll, that's just about the only thing which I feel is a little incongruous here for me.
Yeah, I think, Vaibhav, it's also important just to pick up from what Ayaz is saying, to remember that, so far in the last sort of 2.5-3 years, there's been various power centers and there's almost been this jostle within the BCCI about who runs the BCCI. The COA believes that it was its mandate to run the BCCI, but the BCCI office bearers were always of the view that COA's mandate was to implement the Lodha Committee's reforms and to ensure that those reforms were implemented, not get into the running of the BCCI on a day-to-day basis. What is happening now with Ganguly moving into BCCI as BCCI president would be that there is finally a structure where there is a clearly identified head of that structure, a person who is going to be the main point person, the big boss, if you like, of, and there are no other power centers that he has to contend with. Obviously, he will have pulls and pressures from within the BCCI. There's always groupism and all of that. But I think in this situation, the BCCI member bodies have found it best that they wanted to present a unanimous front and someone who of stature and eminence, and all of those things combine into Saurav Ganguly. So perhaps that's what's led to this.
Just to add one bit to what Gaurav has said, and you know, barring the 10-month period, which to me seems small, short, he's just the right age, you know, for the BCCI. BCCI has for many decades been run. The presidents have been senior citizens. So therefore, to get somebody younger, 47, 48 year old, with a good, you know, progressive vision, looking ahead, would have been fantastic. Now, after the 10-month period, I hope that there will be a role that he will still play in cricket administration. How and, you know, how that will happen is something that remains to be seen.
But Anurag Thakur will disagree with you about the senior citizens.
Anurag was the exception. Yes. Anurag yeah. was the exception.
Yeah, but I mean, Ayaz is right. You know, he cannot play a role after this. There is a mandatory 3-year cooling off period.
Correct.
So in that period, he cannot take up an administrative position.
Any possible takeaways Ganguly can implement or inherit from his mentor Jagmohan Dalmia?
I don't know about Jagmohan Dalmia, you know, but I think there are a couple of things now. For instance, Vaibhav Saurav's been very, very vocal about his issue with the conflict of interest situations. Basically, he's made the point about how these new rules that have been brought in make a player conflicted. You know, if you go through the rules that are part of the new constitution, there are about 16 things, and you can be one and none of the other 15. So there are problem areas there. For instance, if you are a member of the coaching staff of an IPL team, you cannot be a commentator. If you haven't retired from international cricket formally, you cannot be a commentator. Things of that kind. Now, that has created a lot of bad blood within the BCCI and within several former international players. And, you know, Saurav Ganguly himself received notices. Rahul Dravid has faced a notice. VVS Lakshman, Sachin Tendulkar, Harbhajan Singh, Kapil Dev has gotten caught up into this. I think one of his major agendas, I don't know if Ayaz agrees with me, but I think one of his major agendas will be to revisit some of these Lodha committee reforms and perhaps request the Supreme Court or find ways to legally mount challenges to things that are being found to be difficult to implement. And I think that if Saurav Ganguly, with his stature and eminence, makes that case as BCCI president in front of a Supreme Court, then maybe there is a way that they can get some of this watered down. So that might be among the short-term things that are on his plate.
Look, mentioned or you asked whether, you know, how is he similar to Jagmohan Dalmia?
Could he inherit?
What were the qualities of Jagmohan Dalmia which made him such a fantastic administrator, or somebody who everybody kind of marveled at? One was his ability to get along with everybody. You know, I mean, managing contradictions was an art that he knew. Barring his long-standing feud with his one-time best friend, I.S. Bindra, which ran into decades. But for the most, he was with, you know, he could take not just cricket administrators in India, but all over the world along with him. Fight with them, but at the same time, he knew how to win votes. He knew how to get people on his side. Basically, he would provide solutions. He would get results. He would take his own agenda or the agenda of Indian cricket as he thought forward. Now, Saurav, from whatever little I know of him as a person, not just as a player, he's very sharp. He's very perceptive. He's a good clear thinker. He's got the ability to compartmentalize his thoughts extremely well. So, and he's got the, as we know, the knack of problem solving. So these are his virtues. Now, again, the only constraint one can see is the 10-month period.
The final question is a little tricky one, which is, will it create a slightly awkward situation given Ravi Shastri as the coach and Ganguly and Shastri had a little war of words?
I wouldn't think so, Vaibhav. I think that, you know, everyone understands what their role and function is in the setup. I mean, Ravi Shastri has been appointed coach for a 2-year period now. I don't think that, and the Indian team is doing very well. It seems to have So I don't think that Sourav Ganguly, as BCCI president, will make it part of his agenda to try and scupper in some way or to dislodge Ravi Shastri from his position. I think that kind of thing will not happen. They are both, you know, sort of strong personalities, have had a clash in the past over Shastri's application for the role of head coach, but I don't think it will play out in any manner or form anymore. Ganguly will see himself as a facilitator to ensure that the best is available to the Indian team to make sure that they continue to progress, and I don't think that he's going to come in the way of Shastri doing his job.
I completely agree with Gaurav. I don't think, you know, I mean, these things happen, what's happened, transpired between them in the past, but it's not that, okay, now if I get into a slightly advantageous position, I'm going to fix you. That's not the way it works out, you know. I think that there are flashpoints. The flashpoints come and go. Now, in their own way, they've got their respective responsibilities. And, you know, I think at the end of the day also, there'll be a lot of mutual respect for the way both have been players in the past and for whatever positions they hold in cricket currently.
All right. So, there is a lot of problem solving to be done. There is a lot of image fixing to be done. And 10 months is one thing which a question mark will hover upon. There will be more to this story, but for now, this is all we've got. Thank you for joining us for this edition of York.